Jazz 91.9. That's that feel-good music. Reflections of the Sun from the Jazz Crusaders. 920. And good morning to you. It is always a pleasure to talk to the folks, to speak to the community, folks that are making things happen. And in the studio with us this morning, very special guest. All right. Are you ready? Mr. Dewey McLean. How you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing great. Just glad to be here listening to some nice jazz.
Yeah, man. And I tell you what, for all the folks that don't know, Dewey McLean is a former linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons. He gave them 5 hard years, blood and sweat and tears. There you go.
Yeah, those were great years, and we're better known by the Grits Blitz. I don't know how soft that is, but that's just great.
Yeah, the Grits Blitz, I tell you what, you know, we need the Grits Blitz for the Falcons right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we need some defense. We definitely need some defense, and maybe we can get a little offense. And yeah. I think, hey, we can make the playoffs next year. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, you said next year. You mean this year?
Well, it'll be 2015 Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. Speaking into existence. But one of the main reasons that you're here is because you're going to be a part, and we want to thank you for actually doing your part for our 40th anniversary Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yes, in fact, we're looking forward to playing on Monday. Yeah. And we're trying to get everybody to come out and play. You know, we're talking about 40 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's right.
In fact, the Falcons hadn't been here 40 years. They came here, you know. So, come on, we just got to do that. But I'm looking forward to playing. Great golf course, a Ty Fazio course, 27 holes. And a lot of folks hadn't played Eagle Landing. They need to come on out and be part of us. I mean, we're playing a scramble format, so you really don't have to play all that good. Just come out and fake it till you make it.
Yeah. And for a lot of folks, it's a 27-hole championship golf course, although we're going to be playing 18, okay?
It has 27 holes, but you don't know what 18 you're going to play.
That's right. That's very true. And not only that, though, you know, it's a great way to network. It's a lot of fun. And in addition to that, you're going to be playing as well, right?
I'm playing, and a few other the players are playing as well. We're looking at, we've got the NFL players, former players chapter here in Atlanta. So a few of us are going to be playing.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to call it. You want to call it a celebrity tournament, so you definitely want some celebrities out. And I'm looking forward to playing because I love to play.
Yeah. And as you said earlier, 40 years, we've been around for a long time. And that's a really great way to celebrate playing golf, but most importantly, celebrate with support by supporting WCLK as well.
Oh, well, not only supporting WCLK, but the programs that this golf tournament is going to support.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about music in the school.
Yes.
You know, art. I mean, that's something we need. Make sure there's music in school and domestic violence. I mean, that's some things that we appreciate as former pro football players, and we're looking forward to playing.
Yeah. You know, I can tell you what, you know, I'm a football aficionado, I think, and I have so much stuff we could talk about, but let's talk briefly about those Atlanta Falcons.
Well, let's talk about them. I got a chance to watch them a little bit on Friday night, so I was partially impressed the way we moved the ball, but little slow on defense, but I just think that'll come around because there are a lot of rule changes, mm-hmm. and I think the rule changes has a lot to do with football today. But mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to us gearing off. We've got New Orleans first game of the year.
Wow.
I mean, we've never had that. I mean, you're talking about excitement coming from New Orleans.
Sure.
I don't know if there's any jazz in New Orleans, but I mean, don't know, but looking forward to that ball game because that's gonna be the show and tell. The first game of the year is gonna be the show and tell.
It'll determine what type of season the Falcons gonna have.
Yes, yeah. Because you're talking about New Orleans. You're talking about if we're not number one, they're number one, and they won a Super Bowl. In fact, you know, a lot of folks don't know that New Orleans and Atlanta came in the same year.
Yeah.
And they won a Super Bowl and we haven't yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to do that.
Well, the good thing for us is that, you know, and statistics have shown this. The year that the New Orleans Saints do well, the Falcons don't. Okay. And it's been flip-flop each year. So this year, the Falcons didn't do well last year. So this is the Falcons' year this year.
Well, I hope so, because if they do well, we do well, and the community does well. So, and a lot of folks come out to see old former Falcons have a good time. So I'm looking forward to a lot of folks coming out Monday, playing with us, getting a chance to say hello, and me reaching, you know, me rekindling the things that I love to do.
Yeah.
Give back to the community.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate you doing that. In addition to that, you know, you're looking good over there, Dewey. I think that you might be able to suit up because they need you. Witherspoon is out, so they need you, man.
I appreciate that. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still 6'4", 250, but the 250 has shifted. You know, I'm still 250, but it has shifted a little bit.
Not that much, I tell you. You're looking solid. Now, some of the other players from the association, and of course, a lot of folks don't know that you were a part of the NFL Players Association as well. What who do you have on tap that you've asked?
I know that Henry Hips is coming out. You know, there's one thing about the former players that we have in Atlanta. You know, they all didn't play for the Falcons. We're number one per capita by bringing players in. Nobody, when they finish playing, they don't want to stay in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. When they finish playing, they don't want to stay in Buffalo. When they finish playing, they don't want to stay in Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, they all want to come to Atlanta.
Where it's warm.
Yes. Yeah. And so I know Henry Hips is coming out, who's a former L.A. Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ken Parker's coming out, who's a former New York Giant.
Wow.
And I do think that Tim Brody, who is the president now, will be coming out as well, who's a former Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah.
So, again, we're number one per capita. There's something good about us in Atlanta. We probably have every team represented in our chapter here in Atlanta.
Wow, wow. And folks are getting an opportunity to meet them. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have what you call, it's going to be a shotgun start, scramble format.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of folks, what that means is that if you're in a foursome, whoever hits the ball the best is the ball that you play.
That's it. I mean, and not only that, though, I think you all have a golf clinic going on, too. For if you don't know anything, you can just come on out and go through the golf clinic and learn a little bit. All you have to do is learn the terminology. You know, I mean, a good football player, we know the terminology. A good golfer, all they have to know is terminology.
Wow, you are well prepared for this interview, Dewey.
I'm a football player.
Preparation. I love it. And luck meets preparation as well. But I tell you, the other good thing about it is that we have that 19th hole reception that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yes, and a lot of folks don't know the 19th hole is where we're going to probably give out awards. We've got, you know, I know y'all going to have silent auctions and things like that.
Yeah,
and raffles and things. I mean, I'm looking for a great day. I'm also looking, hopefully, that I can buy me some things that I like to put in my, as I say, in my war room.
Sure.
So
sure.
Because I love good jazz and I love WCLK, and I'm glad that you all are in Gwinnett County now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can get you.
Yeah. You know, it's tough when you live in a big mansion, you know, to get reception. But since we've increased our wattage, we are able to reach Gwinnett County.
Wait a minute. Let me straighten this up again. I played from 1976 to 1985.
Uh-huh.
Money didn't come into pro football in 1992.
Right.
So I kind of missed the glory years. Okay. So, I mean, it's a modest, you know, modest house, but it's definitely not a mansion.
We'll call it the humble abode. How about that?
I can go along with that. Yeah. I mean, there's one thing about it, too, I'll share with you is I've lived in that residence since 1978.
Wow.
And you know, the other part of me is that I like to also say is I'm a state legislator.
Yes.
I represent the House District 100.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that I think I felt like I run unopposed was because I've lived in that community for over 35 years.
Yeah, sure.
So it's been great for me, and I look forward to it.
And you are the community if you live there that long, no doubt.
Yes, and I think that's one of the reasons I ran unopposed, because they said it's Dewey, if you're going to run, no one's going to run against you, and we'll make sure that you win that seat.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't run against a linebacker either. You know?
No, because I promise I'll take you down.
Oh, wait, this is going to be great. Well, I hope that you have a good foursome. A good foursome.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll have a good time. You know, I mean, we're not the winners of this program. The charities are the winners of this program. So, therefore, you know, if you're coming out to win a plaque or a trophy, come on, we can take you down to the trophy shop, but come out to have a good time. Come out to network. Come out to support a good cause, and come out to celebrate the 40th anniversary of WCLK.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, it is a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning. It's wonderful talking to you. And it'll be even more fun because we'll get an opportunity to do some networking as well on Monday, August 25th. I got to thank you again, sir.
Well, thank you all very much for inviting me, and I look forward to it. And I can tell you, if there's one thing that my team will have, We will have a good time.
All right. Well, that's awesome, too. And before you go, you got to give us your prediction on how the Atlanta Falcons are going to finish the season off. What's the record going to be?
Well, we will have a winning season, mm-hmm. and I can assure you one thing, mm-hmm. That we are going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you another thing is that we are going to the Super Bowl because we're going to rise up.
Okay.
We are rising up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's spirited.
I'm a linebacker, you know. We go straight for the head.
That is so awesome. My pleasure. Dewey, give yourself a hug. You deserve it. And thank you for all the work that you've done on the field and off the field. And I wish you nothing but continued success.
Well, thank you all very much. And look forward to seeing everybody out on Monday.
All right. Well, there it is. Monday, August 25th, Eagles Landing Country Club. It's our 40th anniversary celebrity jazz and golf tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got former NFL players there. A few special surprise guests as well. That'll be announced, too. So just keep it right here to Atlanta's Jazz Station. If you need more information about it, just log on to WCLK.com, or you can call like James Crutcher called this morning wanting to get more information at 404-880-8302. Dewey, we'll see you.
Hey, looking forward to it.
All right, my man.
Hit it hard.
Yes, sir. That's what she said. All right, 932. No.
Hit it straight.
I'm not going to say nothing else because our general manager just walked in. All right, 932 and good morning.